Hey, family, welcome to the very first episode of About Her Faith Family Finances. I'm going to be honest with you right out the gate. When God first put it on my heart to start a podcast, my first thought was, really, Lord, a podcast? Who am I to host a faith-based podcast? But here's the thing. In everyday life, I'm not an introvert. I'm actually pretty social. I love conversation. I love connecting with people. But when it comes to public speaking, that's where I get uncomfortable. I tend to stutter. I get shy. I start doubting myself and wondering if I could even get the words out without crying. Yes, it's that bad. And yet, here I am. Because even though public speaking is not my strength, God has been working in me. He's showing me that where I am weak, he is strong. And when that self-doubt kicks in, I come to the word. Ephesians 3:7 reminds me, by God's special favor and mighty power, I have been given wonderful privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. And Ephesians 3:20 says, now, glory be to God by his mighty power and work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitively more than we could ever dare to hope or ask. That's my anchor right there. On my own, I can't make this podcast anything. But God can. And because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, as Revelation 1:8 says. This podcast is going to begin and end with prayer. So let's do that now. If you're able to safely bow your head and close your eyes, then join with me in this prayer. If not, just speak the words out loud. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the breath you breathed in us that keeps us alive. Thank you for the boldness that you put in us so we can fearlessly go down the path that is your will. Lord, please use this podcast to spread your word, to plant seeds of understanding in fertile hearts, and to boldly open the mouths to spread testimonies that you gave us. Lord, join us now as we glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, now let me share a little of my story so you know where I'm coming from. My name is Shantae, and I grew up in a Christian family raised in a missionary Baptist church. But once I hit my teen years, I wasn't required to go anymore, so I drifted away, as many of us do. I still had faith. I still believed in God. I believed Jesus was my savior, but I wasn't a disciple. I wasn't following him, and I was doing things my way. And let me tell you, doing things my way got me through for a while, but it didn't bring me closer to God. I thought praying occasionally and believing was enough. But deep down, I knew something was missing. Fast forward to my adulthood, and this is where my testimony really begins. Motherhood, or should I say, struggle towards motherhood. It took us 6 years to conceive our son. 6 years of unexplained infertility, 6 years of testing, heartbreak, failed attempts, negative pregnancy tests, tears, and questioning every single month, was this ever going to happen for us? 6 years of unsuccessful fertility treatments. I tried everything I thought I could do in my own power, and nothing worked. It wasn't until I finally broke down and cried out to God and truly put my faith in Him that things shifted. I surrendered to God's will and He answered. Our son was then conceived. So when my husband and I wanted to have a second child, I had this fear in the back of my mind. Oh no, what if it takes another 6 years? I'm already getting too old. But this time, I didn't wait until I was broken down. I went to God immediately and I said, Lord, you did this for us once before. I trust you can and will do this again. And within months, naturally, I was pregnant with our daughter. These two children, my answered prayers, are what pushed me to get serious about my faith, because I remembered a promise I made to God during all those prayers. Lord, if you bless me with this second child, I will raise both of them to know you. And in order to do that, I had to know him more deeply myself. So I started leaning back in church. And let me tell you, yes, God is always with us. But Proverbs 27:17 is also true. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. I realized I couldn't do this walk alone. I needed a pastor to help me understand the word. I needed fellowship. I needed prayer warriors who would pray with me and for me. My private relationship with God is vital, but my community helps to sharpen and strengthen it. Then in 2021, God called me to another leap of faith. At the time, I was working a job that used to bring me so much joy, but had become very toxic. I dreaded going in. I had anxiety attacks just driving to work, but that job paid 60% of our household income. And I was pregnant with a toddler at home. Walking away felt impossible. But Holy Spirit made it very clear to me. I needed to quit. I wrestled with it. I stalled. I asked for clarity over and over. But eventually, I knew I had to obey. That season of transition led me to prayer like never before. Lord, what do you want me to do? And he didn't just hand me the answer. He took me on a journey of discovering the gifts he had already placed in me. That's when 1 Peter 4:10 came alive for me. God has given gifts to each of you from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. I realized he had given me a gift for finances, and not just managing them well, but teaching others how to. That gift had carried me and my husband through some of the hardest financial seasons of our lives, and he was now calling me to use it for others. That's where I learned about financial coaching, and that has been a blessing. But even in the middle of that, God whispered again to me, I have more for you. And that's where this podcast comes in. I don't know where God will take it, but I know his plans are higher than mine. Like Isaiah 55:9 says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So here we are, family, the beginning of something I never thought I could do, but something I know God can do through me. Let's close in prayer because, again, He is the Alpha and Omega. Lord, thank you for bringing me this podcast. Thank you for bringing the ears to hear the message that you have given me. Lord, please bless the listeners. Help them to get the message they need to grow closer to you. Help them to hear your Holy Spirit even when he whispers, and help them to take action as directed. Lord, you know all of their spoken and unspoken prayers. Listen to them and show them how much you love them, just as you have always done for me. Lord, we love you, we trust you, and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for joining me on the first episode of About Her Faith Family Finances. I am excited to see how God will move through this journey together with us. I'll see you next time. Take care and God bless.